Good evening, this is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, March 29. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, member of the Electoral Commission, Hillary Schillingford, says there are hurdles, but reform will come. Jamaica's opposition welcomes new leader as first female president says goodbye. And no turning back on Brexit as Article 50 triggered. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up. Rosso Central MP Joseph Isaac has openly criticized Senator Robert Tong, saying he has been a failure as a tourism minister. According to Isaac, some of the programs introduced by Tong have not had any significant impact on the economy or the city of Rosso. He made specific mention of a program of the tourism minister, which engages a number of persons to clean the city daily on a shift system. Isaac considers this program to be a waste of public funds, as there are already persons employed on a full-time basis through the Rosso City Council and Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation to maintain the upkeep of the city.
We see the situation in Rosso, where Rosso, although he has engaged people, we still see there is no major impact in terms of the cleaning of the roads. What he has engaged is involving cleaning, giving people cleaning jobs where we have people who are employed full-time for cleaning already. So in regards to genuine impact on the economy and on the city, he has not done anything that we can talk about. As a matter of fact, I think he's a failure, and that's why I said the government should seek to be saving money to people like him should be sent back to the private sector.
Isaac added that Tourism Minister Tong displayed a lack of intellectual capacity and empathy for local entrepreneurs following his recent statements criticizing the local private sector and Dominican professionals.
Afraid of what? I'm an innocent man, you know, fighting for the people. So the first opportunity he got to show that he's transparent and to show that he is for the private sector of Dominica. He was part and parcel of the cabinet who made a decision to build a bridge for $18 million with no tendering process. And after this was done, he was the same person who came and criticized the private sector, a private sector who have supported his family business over you. How could you make a blunder by criticizing your own private sector that support your father's business? So it is showing again lack ability to be innovative, lack ability to show intellectual capacity, and lack in delivery.
Rosso Central MP Joseph Isaac. Notwithstanding a decision by the police chief to deny the UWP permission to hold a 5,000-man march, Rosso South MP Joshua Francis says the party's not deterred in getting its message across. Francis has called on all Dominicans to come out to support the UWP at its meetings geared at enlightening and educating the people. He says, what we need is a movement to inspire, to remove that veil over the weak and oppressed. He asked Dominicans to be disciples for change.
I'm inviting every Dominican, because right now it's not about party colors. This movement is greater than Team Dominica United Workers Party. This is a people's movement, and I'm asking for every Dominican to come out in large numbers at Bath Estate and tomorrow at Portersville and at Lago, where a number of patriots, including members of United Workers Party, will continue to address, enlighten, educate, and empower the people. Because what we need is a trend, is a movement to inspire, to open eyes, to remove that veil over the eyes of the weak and the oppressed. so that we will get into the majority and we will get that change when the time is necessary. Everybody should try to be a disciple. Go out there and convince a brother or a sister that we need a change.
With numerous calls for the implementation of electoral reform here, member of the Electoral Commission, Hillary Schillingford, says we will see reforms, but efforts at unfair restructuring will have to be overcome. Schillingford, speaking on Q95's Hot Seat Wednesday, said things seem to be moving forward, but there are persons within the system who are attempting to stall the process. He said we will see reform, but we will see certain things that are not fair as it relates to attempts to promote unfair advantage.
We will see reform, but we'll see certain things that are not fair as it relates to giving an unfair advantage. You know, for example, the government has free people, in my opinion. The nominee of the president is a government nominee, indirectly, Matt. Obviously, that man will vote anywhere the government wants him to vote. That is my view. He can feel how he wants to feel because, I mean, on certain basic issues, you see where the man is voting. So in a nutshell, if government put legislation in parliament, it's something we really cannot stop in terms of flying people in and in terms of making it legitimate to bring people and treat them. The law as it stands, treating is a serious offense in this country. And the government is trying to legitimize treating through legislation. You understand what I'm saying?
So I follow.
These things are not things we can fight because parliament has to really legislate on that. It's the people of Dominica that must come out and stand up against that man. And we see Dominica moving like it's going quicker or deeper into a dictatorship, whereby people cannot even stand up and talk.
Meanwhile, Roseau South MP Joshua Francis says careful consideration must be given when calling for electoral reform. He says electoral reform must be introduced in an environment where a level playing field is created so that no party holds an unfair advantage over another.
When we say we want electoral reform, personally, I think we have to be careful with that. The reality is that the government of Dominica has a majority in parliament. They have already presented a bill on electoral reform. Of course, there are certain shortcomings. The proposals still keep certain things ambiguous. The question is whether that would be in the interest of the people. At the end of the day, the electoral reform must be discussed in a manner where it creates a level playing field. And that is what we're interested in. We want to ensure that one party does not have an unfair advantage over the other.
But Schillingford says the DLP government is doing all it can to cover its corruption through handouts. As such, he's calling on the UWP to stand united to guarantee a victory.
The government is doing what they're supposed to do in terms of trying to cover their corrupt practices by going out there and give out money, and Dominican must take that money and ensure that they vote them out, man. The level of corruption, we have never seen the country anywhere close to that before. And in a nutshell, I want to urge the UWP to get together, stand as a united party, and victory is imminent.
Dominican cricketer Shane Schillingford achieved a record-breaking milestone over the weekend, taking 500 first-class wickets in round 8 of the Digicel-sponsored WICB regional 4-day match against the Leewards Hurricanes at Warner Park in St. Kitts. The Dominican-born off-spinner Shane Schillingford led a one-man assault against the Hurricanes and was instrumental in pushing the Volcanoes to victory in what was an exciting contest. According to a release, Schillingford claimed 3 for 42 at the start of the Hurricanes innings, then returned later in the innings to wrap up the Hurricanes with 6 for 78 on Sunday to record his milestone of 500 wickets in first-class cricket. On Saturday, March 25th, just one day before Schillingford set his record, Volcanoes teammate Sunil Ambriss also set a new record for highest score of a Windward's batsman in regional first-class cricket. The Volcanoes will come up against Jamaica Scorpions in round 9 in a home game at Annosville Stadium in St. Vincent. Eastern Caribbean Telecommunications Regulatory Commission Managing Director Mr. Embert Charles says the new legislation for management of electronic communications will address the concerns of lawmakers and consumers. Speaking at a press conference on Tuesday, Charles said the new legislation will provide specific penalties for breaches and disputes between consumers and service providers. Charles noted that the process by which disputes are settled by the NTRC will be improved.
The legislation includes a primary bill called the Electronic Communications Bill and four new regulations which will give some strength and, as we say, some teeth to that bill. The new regulations cover wholesale services, it covers consumer protection, it also covers the management of undersea cable and also guidelines for what we call undertaking market analysis of the sector to determine whether a service provider has significant market power or is dominant in the market. The first presentation was made today to the Cabinet of Ministers of the Commonwealth of Dominica, and pretty much we had a full participation of the Cabinet of Ministers. This was led by the Minister of Responsible Telecommunications, that's Minister Kelper Daru. We also had, who was making some introductory remarks, was the former Minister of Telecommunications, Minister Ostry. Our team made presentations led by our General Counsel, Ms. Deborah Bowers, who spoke to some of the main provisions of the bill. It spoke to the reasons why it now has to be called electronic communications as opposed to telecommunications.
DFP Executive Member Kent Vital is calling on all Dominicans and leaders to respect the law. Vital says he has observed acts of lawlessness being committed by members of the government, and such acts are now being practiced by the citizenry. He says if leaders abide by the laws and the policies contained in the Constitution when running the country's affairs, they will have a better chance of ensuring economic success for Dominica.
You know, the electoral reform, that issue is very, very fundamental. Elections are fundamental to a democracy. We choose, the whole machinery, the whole issue of democracy rests on your ability to make a decision as to whose ideas are the best, whose management is adequate. That we have to be able to make a free and fair decision. You know, the law is the law. Sometimes we feel that something should be one way or the other. But the truth is, in our systems, we operate based on rule of law. If the law is in place, we have to respect it.
In more news, Jamaica's opposition People's National Party has welcomed a new leader who says topping his priorities is a plan to enlist young people to fight against poverty and other woes holding back the country. There is still more to be done, Dr. Peter Phillips declared as he rallied the support of thousands who packed the national arena to witness the historic changing of the guard on Sunday night. He told a pumped-up crowd that the PNP had to be at the forefront of transforming the lives of citizens, and he invited all hands on deck, especially the youth. And Britain's departure from the EU is a historic moment from which there can be no turning back, Theresa May has said. She was speaking after Britain's EU ambassador formally triggered the two-year exit process by handing a letter to EU Council President Donald Tusk. A somber-looking Mr. Tusk said it was not a happy day for him or the EU. The European Parliament warned security cooperation was not on the table as it fired its opening salvo in what are expected to be tough negotiations. And that's the prime evening news, but first a recap of the headlines. Member of the Electoral Commission, Hilary Schillingford, says there are hurdles, but reform will come. Jamaica's opposition welcomes new leader as first female president says goodbye. No turning back on Brexit as Article 50 triggered. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.